midst of ocean, in the top of hills, in the midst of jungle.
In our hearts.
It prefers like Saranagati, Hawaii, here, there. I don't know where here he was. He has come or not.
In Gainesville, yes. He came.
Gainesville?
In 1971, he came to Gainesville, just near here.
Everywhere. Or he has sent his representative. And also, by my Gurudev Grace and my Shiksha Guru Grace, I'm also coming. I'm very happy that so many friends meet again after a long time. Now I see that from different part of America, Mukund Prabhu, what name?
Bhumi Pati.
And other so many devotees have settled here. But I want to know why our all Guru Parampara Acharya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and myself, why I am coming in this old age? What is the purpose?
Stand up.
So, Srila Gurudev has come because our hearts are weak. He is the embodiment of all compassion. And he's come primarily just to give us a chance to become Krishna conscious in this lifetime. And I, for one, I'm not so sure about my own chances, but I guess that's why you've come to this home. But there's so many conditioned souls in this world, and Srila Gurudev doesn't need to come here, but out of his intense compassion for us, he comes. And I really want to thank you for coming again to Alachua.
What he told?
Oh, you have come to help all the conditioned souls.
Huh?
You have come to help all those who are conditioned, who have forgotten Krishna. And especially, he said, I am very fortunate to be in this house.
Give him.
I hate it when he does this. The pure devotee only comes to give blessings. No other reason. He doesn't come to become involved in politics. He doesn't come collecting money. He only comes to give blessings.
He will come to give ashirvad, blessings, or not to collect money, not anything.
Not yet.
Yeah, let's sit in the car.
Speak really loud.
Now,
speaker is right here.
It was it 9 years ago when Gurudev first came to Alachua?
Yeah.
In 1999? And someone called from Miami. Was it the German?
Yeah. Ramesh.
No, was it? No, I think it was Ekanti. Ekanti called, Radhakanti. And she said, would it be all right if Narayan Maharaj came and stayed at your house? So I thought for some time, and then I said, yes. Now, someone warned me. He said, oh, when he comes, it is like Durvasa and his hordes. Which I found to be true. So that was 9 years ago.
You are very scary.
And I wasn't prepared to like him so much. My heart went to him like a magnet to steel. And we were sitting together. Anuradha, who was then known as Amba, and myself. And we were sitting with him. And he said, oh, your wife has any guru? And I said, no, Srila Gurudev, she hasn't been initiated, and she's been a devotee for 9 years. And he said, oh, then you must get her initiated immediately. How can she cook for you? How can she serve you? And when he said that, I was so touched, because in all my years as a devotee, as a, well, a pseudo or aspiring devotee, no one had cared for me like that. No one had expressed such personal concern. So my heart went out to him, and I became his. And whatever he orders me, I have no choice but to obey, except when he says, take sannyas. Otherwise, I obey everything. So he came in 1999. And then he came again in 2000, 2001, and 2003 was the last time. So it's been 5 years since we have been graced by his presence. So I don't have anything else to say.
Except we know many more things.
Mr. Kamen, speak something.
Mukunda Prabhu.
Shall I speak for
just loudly?
Yeah.
No,
my no. Yeah. It's tangled up here, though. I don't know if it's going to reach.
So we're very happy. I'll speak loudly. So we are very, very, very happy that Srila Gurudev has again come. It is my lack of Sukriti that for now maybe more than a year and a half, almost 2 years, I have not been able to see the lotus feet of my Srila Gurudev, but in heart anyway, trying to do service, so feeling so much blessing has come from Srila Gurudev. Actually, this year I was writing my Vyas Puja, and I started to say, give me your mercy, but then I realized so many years I've asked for mercy that finally I'm retired from police job. Finally, I can do some practice Krishna consciousness seriously. Finally, some chance to travel and preach. Finally, some chance to have association with so many devotees. All is Gurudev's mercy. Now I think it's time to ask more what service I can do. Already so much mercy has come. So this is excellent opportunity because now so many Vaishnav coming. Sort of the dust of the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev and giving whole Sangha here a chance to serve. So it's a very, very rare thing. I think in maybe 1998, Washington Lake, I can't remember which year, but I remember saying that Mahaprabhu only comes once in a day of Brahma. And that was not so long ago, almost 500 years ago. And the rare thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives is only available coming in this special Vichara Dhara of Mahaprabhu, and that person who can give it, also very rare, not easily found here and there. So that we have such a person to come only in our midst by his mercy, not we have to go there even, he's coming here, our fortune cannot be estimated. Not possible. So we're praying to the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev that over this week, so much nice Harikatha, certainly we'll all hear. Hopefully something will, like a spray, come in my heart and actually make some transformation. And I'm sure all of you also will be inspired and transformed. So thank you very much.
Get my.
She's not going so far.
She's got to be untangled.
We're so thankful to have the association of Srila Gurudev. In actuality, Srila Gurudev has asked us.
Some louder, like him.
We're going to have to get him on the mic.
No, wait.
come on.
You can come forward. No, turn it on.
But louder.
Okay. Excuse me. Actually, Srila Gurudev has asked us.
Turn it on.
Yes, Srila Gurudev has asked us to explain why the pure devotee, why he has come. In actuality, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained in the Ramananda Samvad. I read this from Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that whatever condition of life that we're in, it doesn't matter, because in Kali Yuga it's really rare, it's not possible for us to be able to become so purified by following so many purificatory processes. But in actuality, the essence or the actual favor of Kali Yuga is that we get the opportunity to hear from the lips of the self-realized soul. So this is why Srila Gurudev is coming. Because all conditioned souls, no matter what stage of consciousness we're in, but if we hear the glories of the Lord's name, form, quality, and pastimes from the lips of the self-realized soul, we can make advancement. Otherwise, there's no opportunity. There's no use in Srila Gurudev coming. Only by his mercy does he come to give us the opportunity to elevate ourselves. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and our whole Guru Varga have this same mission, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Usually when Srila Gurudev arrives somewhere, he requests local devotees to speak. So he's kindly given me an opportunity to explain the reason why he is coming. So many nice explanations from all the Vaishnavas. But I was thinking that Srila Gurudev, yes, he's come to give his mercy, but what is that mercy that he has come to give? He has come to give what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. When Srila Gurudev first came to the Western countries, he chose that topic. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come? What specifically has he come to give? And he reviewed the first chapters of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he explained there that Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come to give something that has never, ever been given before. That very Unnata Ujvala Rasva Bhakti Shriyam, pointed out by Srila Rupa Goswami. So our Srila Prabhupada, he came here to give that, but he had only a limited amount of time to give it. And the devotees were not ready yet to receive the specific instructions that Prabhupada gave in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in his purports, that all the Goswamis have given in all of their books. But some maturity was required by the devotees. So when Srila Gurudev came, he immediately began to try to give this to all the devotees. What is this Rupa Nuga Guru Varga? What are the teachings of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami? Srila Gurudev's whole mission in this world is to give these books to all of humanity. to give these teachings to all the Vaishnavas for generations and hundreds and maybe thousands of years to come, because only a Rupanuga, Rasik Vaishnava, who has realized these teachings, who is living within these conceptions deeply, only he can give. So Srila Gurudev mercifully was requested by our Srila Prabhupada to come to the West. He was requested to help Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Srila Gurudev took that order on his head at the time when our Prabhupada was passing from this world. And he said himself that it took him 20 years, but he said, not bad, because Prabhupada also got the order and it took him 40 years. So Srila Gurudev has mercifully come on behalf of Srila Prabhupada's order to him, his request to his very dear Priya Bandhu and his very dear friend. So Srila Gurudev is continuing year after year, even in his old age coming, to come and give all the devotees these impressions within our heart, so that at least someday in the future, and maybe even in a future lifetime, we can come on this path of Rupanuga Vaishnavism, which is the whole purpose that Mahaprabhu has come, to give us this connection with our Guru Varga, who are all situated at the feet of Sri Rupa Manjari, serving the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika in Braja Vrindavan. So Srila Gurudev is inviting us all to come from all over the world, to come to Vrindavan every year for Braja Mandala Parikrama, to go to Navadvip Dham for Gaur Mandala Parikrama, and now he comes to the West year after year to inundate the whole world with all of these conceptions. So he's coming here, because especially here in Alachua, there are so many senior devotees who have been trying to stay on this path for so many years. And Gurudev has specific, he told this last year in San Francisco. He said, especially with the disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I have special desire to help them because your Guru Maharaj has requested me. So Gurudev is here for everyone. He's here for every single jiva soul. But he's especially looking for those few Vaishnavas who are now want to have this desire to come on this path of Rupanuga Bhajan. And therefore, he's trying to implant those impressions in all of our hearts. So we must bow down at the lotus feet of our beloved Gurudev.
Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyanam Janasalakaya Chaksurunmulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. So Srila Gurudev has ordered me also to speak a few words about why he has come here. He has come to this material world following in the footsteps of his Guru Parampara, our Srila Prabhupada, his Gurudev, our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, to, as Sripad Padmanabha Maharaj said, to give what no other incarnation or acharya ever gave before, but before when? From the previous day that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, in the previous day of Brahma, so many trillions of years before. Srila Gurudev explained in Kartik time that we have two relationships with him, an external relationship and an internal relationship. The external relationship is that he is our real father, our real mother, our real guardian, protector, and maintainer. And internally, his relationship with us is Shakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastre Uktus Tatava Bhyata Eva Sadbi Kintu Praborya Priya Eva Tasya Bande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Shakshad Haritva, he is the manifestation of Hari himself. Who is that Hari? Brajendra Nandan Shamasundar, Radhakant, Gopikant, Radhanath. And he is the Ashraya Vigraha of that same Hari. Hari has two parts, as Ashraya Vigraha and Vishaya Vigraha. Brajendra Nandan Shamasundar has manifest himself as the beloved of Srimati Radhika and the gopis and the son of Mother Yasoda, and that same Krishna has manifested in the form of Sri Guru. The last time that I saw Gurudev here in Alachua, at the end of the class, I raised my hand and asked a question that some people say that our conception that the Guru is omniscient, that's Mayavadi conception. But what is the real thing? Does Guru know as much as Paramatma? So Gurudev replied, what to speak of Paramatma? Even Guru knows more than Krishna, because Krishna is so busy playing with his cows, coward boys, and coward girls that he can't hear us wailing. So he takes a shape of his mercy. His mercy takes a form, and that form is Sri Guru. And Sri Guru comes here in the blazing fire of material existence to put it out. So Gurudev is here for that. He's Ashraya Vigraha. And then, Shakshad Hari Tvena Samasta Shastri Uktus Tatava Vyata Eva Sadbi Kintu Prabhuya Priya Eva Tasya. As Shripad Padmanabha Maharaj mentioned, he, along with all the other Pran Sakis, are engaged in Srimati Radhika's service as her intimate, who Radharani considers non-different from her own body, who, even where Lalita and Vishakha hesitate to enter, those Manjaris headed by Rupa Manjari and followed by our Srila Gurudev enter there for the most intimate services. So he has come to bring us wilted flowers, seeds, buds, and make us full blossoming flowers so that he can offer us to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, where we can serve him and our Srila Prabhupada and all of our Guru Parampara, headed by Sri Rupa Goswami in the form of Sri Rupa Manjari there. Guru Premanandi.
Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namo. I'm very happy. I'm meeting with so many senior Vaishnavas. And here we will discuss about six or seven days. I want that you should make a program for morning at 10 and other things. Who will speak? Oh, here are so many sannyasis, preachers, and others also. So they should have time to speak something. As in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamritam, Gita, Upanishad, in Vedas, it has been told that all the living entity want happiness. Never he wants to suffer. For this, for whole life they
endeavor,
try to have so much happiness and to avoid sufferings, but even they cannot. Especially, they cannot avoid from old age, from death. And in this way, endless pain of endless birth and death, in cyclic order they are going on. Their desire never fulfilled. But in who am I or who are you? This is the question. Who wants to be happy? For general persons, they think, I am body, dehe atma buddhi. I am body. I am doer. I am doing everything. But really, in Shastra it has been told that this body is nothing but a bag of stool, urine, blood and so many things. You all should know. If you open, you will see only that. Then who am I? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Sanatana Goswami asked to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who am I? Then he told, Jivera Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. The eternal servant of Krishna. We soul. And you should know that as Krishna had transcendental form, all qualities are him, very beautiful form. Jiv also, soul size, also same thing, like same thing. Very beautiful form, all the quality to serve Radha Krishna and others. But now it has been covered by Maya. Why Maya covered? Jeev is Chetan. Maya is Jad. But even Jad Maya, how? Covers. Oh, because Jeev is Anu, atom.
Minute,
very minute. And by the wish of Krishna, that Jada Maya of, covers. By one subtle body and this growth body. And then takes the I am doer. So he is now in rotation. You know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went everywhere in India by foot, not by any car or anything, no airplane, nothing. He went in the west of India, Dwarka up to in north, so many places, in south, southern India, east Jagannath Puri and all others. Why? There was no other reason. That I should tell them to preach them. You want happiness, but you cannot. This is not the process that you are adopting. And you should know that you are not this body. But in this only body, you can realize the relation between soul and super soul, Krishna. And then you can do bhajan. And then by bhajan, you can realize him. Not only realize. You can reach up to prem. But what kind of prem? Very secret. And that is, best of all, is Raga Nuga Marga. The process which Rupa Goswami himself adopted. Rupa Goswami has written Bhakti Rasam in Sindhu and Ujjwalin Mani also. Bhakti Rasam in Sindhu for general and Ujjwalin Mani only for higher classes of devotees. Those who only want to enter in Madhur Ras, not for them. But in Madhur Ras also, there is something secret. Very secret. what she claimed. Radha Dasyam, in Manjari mood, very, very secret. So, last and highest aim and object of Jeev, soul, is Radha Dasya. So, as he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went everywhere. Those who were general person, knowing nothing about anything. For them, you are not this body. You are soul. And you are eternal servant of Supreme Lord Krishna. And those who were or more superior, from there, oh, you should do bhakti. Chanting Hare Krishna, Sramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Darsham, Sakham, Atmanivedanam. For those who were bhakta. And more than, you are an inhabitant of Vraja and you serve Radha, your duty is to serve Radha Krishna. And them who were very high class of devotees, they were not satisfied by that, for them. In the guidance of Rup Manjari to serve Radhika, and for this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went everywhere. So our Guru Varga, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said up, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Rup Goswami, and after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. After that, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I think this is the mercy of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that you are lucky to have all these things. He inspired Srila Prabhupada, his disciple, and his son. And who sent Swamiji? Only for this. But those who were not qualified, for them not. For them, what I told in general, or bhakti saranam kirtanam. But this is our aim and object of the life, because you are all senior Vaishnava. You should know that this is very rare in the world. What world in India also, in Gaudiya Vaishnava also, this is very rare. They don't know all these things. So you are lucky to hear all these things. I want to establish you all in this stage. Gaur Pramad.
Gurudev, can you tell us the theme?
No,
what he's going to talk about?
Yeah, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat. The pastimes of Mahaprabhu in boyhood.
We also have our first t-shirt for you, Srila Gurudev.
Okay.